Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The group is called NCERA-208, and it's not a group of secret agents, but a multi-state effort among land-grant universities to stop the spread of a specific plant disease, soybean rust. At UK, Chad Lee and Don Hirschman are actively involved in a program using sentinel plots to monitor any northward spread of the disease from states to the south. Don Hirschman.
Interestingly, in 2005, when there was the greatest fear and unknowns and concern, we had over 40 in Kentucky, and there were like almost 1,000 in this country. And over the years, we've learned so much about how to monitor soybean rust that now in Kentucky, we have it down to 5 locations.
In the south, the fungal disease overwinters in kudzu, and when temperatures warm up in the spring, it can become active down there and could spread north.
We were actually very concerned last year because of the very mild winter. It overwintered successfully, and we never really did have one of those killing freezes in the deep south where it overwinters. And I think a lot of us were concerned that this could be the year, but it just so happened to be a drought year, and obviously this is a fungus disease that requires a lot of moisture, so it pretty well shut the door on it.
But it is a serious threat, hence the continued monitoring.
It was really bad a couple years ago in places in Mississippi and Alabama, and they're looking at 50% yield reduction if it's not treated.
We'll be right back.
Congratulations! You're going to receive $1 million.
But why me?
Because you got your college degree.
No, I just went to high school.
Whoops. Wrong house, everyone.
Wait!
Wrong one.
Wait.
During their working lives, college graduates typically earn $1 million more than high school graduates. Don't let that money pass you by. Advance your career by visiting knowhowtogoky.org so you can claim your million.
Wait.
That's knowhowtogoky.org, part of the unbridled spirit of Kentucky.
That multi-state land-grant university group doing soybean rust monitoring recently received national recognition for its work. UK's Don Hirschman says it's so important because if they spot movement of the disease, it is treatable.
Fortunately, we have great fungicides that really do a good job, so, and that's why the monitoring is still so important, because once it does get in there, it can actually develop fairly rapidly if it's not treated.
He says research funding from the Kentucky Soybean Promotion Board has been invaluable.
Yeah, they've been very faithful to really fund the program, and without them, we wouldn't be able to do it, because we have to hire somebody to do that work specifically.
UK plant pathologist Don Hirschman says the group needs to be vigilant. The disease remains active in the south, and conditions could develop, leading to movement to the north.
You know, it may be a 1 out of a 20-year event, who knows, but when that 1 year comes, it could be substantial, so that's the reason that we continue to monitor.
And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.